This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome back to Squawk Alley. The nation's largest economy, California, is losing a generation of wage earners. Jane Wells joins us now from Los Angeles to explain where they're going. Jane.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, it's not just large companies like Charles Schwab leaving California. The census numbers do not lie. All kinds of young professionals, some of them making decent salaries, are leaving too. Take, for example, 30-year-old Sydney Mulkey. She was an educator in Oakland making about 58 grand, moved to Portland, Oregon, got the same job at 70 grand, allowing her to buy a brand new condo, something that never would have happened in California.
At one point, I was working three jobs, and I was just really tired. So that was kind of the last straw.
Small business owners Danielle and Scott Fortier moved from L.A. to Nashville because they couldn't afford to save for retirement or their kids' college funds, even though Scott was working 80 hours a week at his own business. In L.A., look at this. They owned a 3,100-square-foot house on a small lot. In Tennessee, they own a larger house on 7 acres with the building to run their business out of. No state income taxes. Property taxes a third of what they were in California. Health insurance costs cut nearly in half.
We've been here about 6 months, and in that 6 months, we've already had six friends of ours, six couples, relocate to the same area also.
People have this image of all these old people who are frustrated leaving, but actually the ones who are leaving are family age people, people 30 to 54, that group. That's the group that's leaving.
And that's Joel Kotkin at Chapman University. Now, while millennials are leaving California, fewer are moving in. Kotkin says that could really eventually impact California's sort of entrenched culture of innovation and dreamers. And that could hurt the nation, besides the fact that we're all moving to your state and maybe driving up your prices. While it's easy for people to leave, guys, this may sound geocentric, it's really difficult to recreate that culture somewhere else from scratch. Back to you.
Welcome to the real world, everybody. Welcome to Kevin Jackson's show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. We've had so many other things in the news, and it takes us off target of a lot of the things that need to be talked about, and one of them is the cost of living in states like California, Massachusetts, and others. 844-551-8255. Californians are getting it. Here's the problem. They move and they take that mentality with them. My aunt and uncle sold their place in California, moved to Montana. And you know what the Montanans said when they got there? They said, look, we're happy to have you here. Just don't bring that California frickin' mentality with you. You know what my aunt said? She said, I was happy to hear that. We've never had a California mentality. These are people that work their butts off. My uncle was a wrestling coach. They got involved in real estate. My aunt did a multitude of different jobs. When they started running their real estate company, buying mostly duplexes and quadplexes and things like that, and then they started buying apartment buildings and what have you. Wrestling coach's salary, doing all the work, doing all the improvements, going in with friends and things like this, and they amassed a small fortune. So then they decided, you know what, we're going to sell out. They sold out at the height of the market. They moved, started building this cabin in Montana, 6,000 square foot cabin on, I believe they've got 12 acres because the lots, maybe it's either 12 or 24 acres, and they can split it. They can have two homes in there. So they've got two lots, in effect, where everybody else has one. They've got two. I think it's both of them are 12. They have like 25 acres, and one's on 12, one's on 13. I mean, the house is on 12, and there's another 13-acre lot. It's a big piece of property. Elk run across it, and everybody saw a cougar following an elk trail across there one time. But anyway, they moved to Montana, built the cabin, lived the dream, and became Montanans. Got involved in it. You know, the whole live free spirit. They would go and shoot a buffalo for their meat. They got elk. You know, hardly any grocery store stuff. They lived in a little bitty town called Darby along the Bitterroot River. And they took their money, moved it to Montana, started investing in Montana, buying, you know, a few things here and there. They got out of real estate only to get back into real estate. Did well with that. Uncle passed away just over a year ago. And the rest is history, as they say. But they left California. The tax break, did you hear what they said, that couple? They left the place, they had 3,100 square feet on a small lot. Now they've got 7 acres and they run their business on their ranch, on their little farm. You know, what I wouldn't call it a ranch, but on their little patch of land. No state income taxes, a third the property taxes. I could go on. The only thing I say, if you're going to move to Tennessee, don't bring your stupid California attitude with you. That's the deal. This article. Oh, Charles Schwab's not just leaving. No, I have a buddy. He left 5 years ago. He told me, he says, Kevin, I'm leaving California. He had like 40, 50 employees. He says, I'm leaving California. I'm coming to Texas. He goes, we're done. I'm not paying another cent in taxes to these buffoons. That was under Moonbeam. Now, Gavin Newsom is the governor. They're trying to recall him. And do you know that the California legislature won't even let the recall happen? They won't even let it happen. You think you have rights there? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. I'm explaining to you how leftism can run amok. It's run amok in California, one of the country's most beautiful states. And nobody wants to live there. Few people want to live there. Few people can afford to live there. 190,000 people have left the state of California. And the report says the census doesn't lie. California will lose even more seats in the legislature. Thank God. The problem is, if they go places like Austin, Texas, and they blew up Texas, I don't mean as in bomb, I'm saying B-L-U-E, if they blew the state. And that's what they're doing. These idiots don't have enough sense to leave their state and then say, I don't want any more of that. No, I still feel like we need to save the planet and climate change and all this other stuff. And we end up right back where we started. There's a lot to talk about today, folks, but I want to cover this. I want to cover the lunacy, what you're fighting against, and how it exists. California, I don't know if you guys know this. Well, I think there's a clip about this. They now want to ban you, fine you for taking a shower and washing your clothes on the same day. We'll cover
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have a new director on the Interagency Council on Homelessness in the United States appointed by Donald Trump that says housing fourth. They're not serious about this issue. They're playing politics with it. Expect nothing but misogyny. Expect nothing but division coming and emanating from the folks at HUD and the Trump administration. And if they want to surprise me, we will celebrate that and they will be applauded and embraced. And I would love to be surprised.
That was Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, blaming President Trump for homelessness in California. You gotta love it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So 190,000 solid citizens have said, you know what? To heck with California. I don't care how beautiful it is. I don't care. There is nothing you can say that's going to keep me here. They are losing people. And by the way, probably the most beautiful state in the country because of its diversity. It goes, you know, from north to south, practically the entirety of the United States. And then it goes, I mean, it's got everything. California's got everything. It's got mountains. It's got ocean. It's got national parks that are nothing like, there's nothing in the world like it. It's got the desert area. It's got it all. proximity to everything, easy access, resource rich in every way, and they can't pay its bills because it's run by lunatics. And so Gavin Newsom, his deal is
the president's priority for homelessness is fourth. It's the fourth thing on his list.
Well, let me tell you about Donald Trump's list. Here's the good news, Gav. I saw Gavin Newsom in the airport, by the way, when I was coming back from Costa Rica. And anyway, here's some good news for Gavin. When President Trump has something on his list, it gets done. That's the difference. Now, here's what's good about Gavin Newsom blaming the homelessness problem of California, which, by the way, has been happening for decades. Did Gavin Newsom ever say anything about the homeless problem and blame it on Obama? Has he given any, you know, a flashback to say, you know, this problem began in the time of Obama,
or it began two decades ago, but Barack Obama didn't do anything to help, blah, 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 blah.
Did the homeless problem get better during the time of Obama and then exacerbate during the time of Trump? The answer is it's been a steady growth of homelessness that has nothing to do with the presidency. It isn't Obama's fault, it isn't Bush's fault, and it certainly isn't Trump's fault. The homelessness problem in California has been going on for decades, and it is Moonbeam's fault. It is all of the California politicians' fault. It is the voters of California's fault, and ultimately, it's the governor's fault. And so Gavin Newsom wants to pass the buck. He wants you, the taxpayers, to fund all the issues with homelessness. These are people who export homeless people to other countries. To other states. They even export their criminals. Hey, gangbangers, you want to go on a vacation? We'll pay for your one-way ticket if you want to leave our state. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom doesn't want to give one iota of credence to the idea of the number of illegals that occupy his state, which is the reason why he's got a homeless problem. People who can't find jobs, people who frankly don't even want jobs now. The California system of welfare is so lucrative, why would you work? And if you did work, this is the poverty standards, if you make 130 grand in California, you're poor. You're technically poor. Jeez, it's amazing. Oracle used to do a conference in San Francisco every year. When I was in information technology, I was in Oracle. They called us, I don't even know what the name of it. It's been so long. But we implemented Oracle. So we were an Oracle partner. I don't want to imply I worked for Oracle. But I was part of an Oracle practice, and we implemented these multi-million dollar Oracle implementations. And so we would go every year to California for this big conference that Oracle would have. And it was a fun thing because I would hang out with a buddy of mine, his name is VJ, and we would go on his yacht and go sailing every year. And he would say, Kevin, are you coming this year? Yeah, I'm coming, man. You know, he'd have wine and cheese. He'd say, bring a few friends. I'd take clients on his boat, and we'd go out and sail in the bay up at Redwood. I think it was called Redwood. I'm probably messing it up because it's been so long. But anyway, we go every year. Oracle said it cost $64 million to do this conference. That was the conference. One of those conferences was the first time I ever heard of Gavin Newsom. I saw him. You know, this Hollywood-looking dude who was, I think, a lieutenant governor or something. And you could tell, had big-time aspirations of being the next president. I think he was married to Kimberly Guilfoyle at the time. It was the first time I saw Carville and Mary Madeline. It was the infusion of politics into business. They did a point counterpoint on the political situation in America. And I remember thinking, wow, that's kind of cool. This was before I had anything political going on. I saw them at this event. Well, anyway, Oracle is saying they're no longer going to do this conference in San Francisco. San Francisco is the jewel, one of the jewels of California. It used to be. It was a place where everybody wanted to go. We couldn't wait to go to San Francisco. I mean, as much as I hate their politics, to go to San Francisco was a treat. If you got selected from our company to be one of the, and I was a top Oracle sales rep, you know, so for as an Oracle contractor. So I went. I was Oracle's partner of the year. I knew I was going. And I had a great relationship with Oracle and their management team. So it was like, shoot, I know I'm going. And I looked forward to going. I looked forward to going down on the pier and the wharf and having amazing seafood. And then and they used to throw, I'm telling you, they had one event. I'm not kidding you. They had three major, you know, like when I say major bands, I'm talking about older bands like not ZZ Top, but they had a, what was the people that did a, oh, it doesn't matter. They had three major bands. They weren't like big time performers of the day, but they were big names like Fleetwood Mac. That's what I'm trying to think of. They were one of them. They had three of them in three different venues. I mean, it was a million or more to get these bands individually. They had three of them. You could take your pick. Food buffets like you wouldn't believe. They're not doing it in San Francisco. And you want to know why? Because they don't want people to have to deal with poop maps. They don't want to deal with the homelessness and all these other things. I'm actually surprised Oracle stays in California. They don't want to be involved. They don't want to be bothered with these people. This is what's going on. One of the marquee companies of California holds a convention that $64 million is spent. I mean, it is an economic boom for this city. And they're saying, we're pulling out. We're going to find somewhere else to do this. These are wake-up calls, folks, for the people of California and their government. And I don't know if they're going to get it.
Jackson Radio Show. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Trump administration conducted a provocative, disproportionate airstrike against Iran that endangered Americans. President Trump was asked at the White House on Thursday if he would seek congressional approval should there be more action taken against Iran.
It would all depend on the circumstance. I don't have to, and you shouldn't have to be able, because you have to make split-second decisions sometimes. Sometimes you have to move very, very quickly, John. But in certain cases, I wouldn't even mind doing it.
The president is also asking House Republicans to vote against the War Powers Resolution, which is expected to be brought up in the Democratic-led House on Thursday. Severe weather could impact the southern United States this weekend. Bad weather is expected to start Friday afternoon and continue through Saturday from East Texas to Florida. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People are getting it, folks. They're starting to understand what leftism is doing, what it's created for the country. They're starting to get it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oracle pulling out of San Francisco. Big deal. I mean, the relationship between Larry... whatever his name is, who's the guy that runs Oracle. I can see his yacht, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, Larry and Gavin Newsom, the city of San Francisco, it's thick. I told you guys, I used to go to this thing every year when I was in IT, leading up to 2009. I think 2008 was the last year I went. But leading up to that, I went every year. And I couldn't wait to go. Love the weather of San Francisco. Obviously, love the beauty of the city. I just would marvel at no matter where you went in the city, you just couldn't get a bad view. And then there was so much to do. I mean, the conference itself was amazing. Larry Ellison. I'm glad I thought of the name. Oh, you didn't tell. My producer said, "Oh, I gave it to you." Yeah, you didn't. Anyway, they're blaming the California wants to blame Trump for their homeless problems. They want to blame them for their budget shortfalls. They blame them for the wildfires. They blame them for everything. And this is good news for us because people start going, you know what? I don't believe any of it. I don't believe you anymore. So, you know, this is a major problem for the left because they've lost so much credibility. I want to go on. I talked about the homelessness problem. I'm going to cover quite a few things this segment, but I want to talk about how this is leftism in general. Leftism creates a problem and then they want somebody else to solve it, or they exacerbate the problem and it metastasizes to being a massive cancer and they don't know what to do about it. So yeah, here's another city, California City, Lancaster, considering this controversial measure regarding the homeless. Now, they've got a massive homeless problem, as we've determined, so most of California does. Beautiful weather for, if you're going to be homeless, Hawaii and California, you know, certainly Southern California are great places to be homeless, especially given the welfare. So, these magnanimous leftists, who, by the way, many of them have now have a lot of disdain for the homeless who are slashing their tires and setting up tenements and things like this, bringing down their property value and essentially bringing fear into the neighborhoods where these people have paid millions of dollars, overpaid, I should say, millions of dollars for their homes. And now they're kind of mad about it. Well, this California city has got an interesting solution for the homeless. I think they're going to starve them out. They've got a piece of legislation that says if it's passed, handing out food in Lancaster would be banned on public streets, sidewalks, parking lots, and other city-owned property. You can't hand out food to feed the homeless. When I was in St. Louis, I lived not too far from a McDonald's, and people would beg there. And when I'd go through the McDonald's drive-thru, I'd get an extra burger or something. And if I saw somebody, I'd say, hey, man, I got an extra burger. Here you go. Well, now that's illegal in Lancaster. You can't be passing out food, not on public streets, not on south. In other words, wherever there's public good, where you've paid your taxes in order to do what you want to do, you can't do it. Don't you dare give some homeless person food on a public street, a sidewalk, a parking lot, or any city-owned property, which only leaves your private property. You got to put a homeless person in your car, maybe, or take them to your house to give them food. Supporters say the measure will cut down on trash and public nuisance, but critics claim it will make it harder to feed the homeless, puts them in jeopardy. I love this legislation. I love the idea of this. This is a progressive city, one of these cities that has created a homeless problem and now says, okay, we've brought all the pigeons into the park. Now don't feed them. They'll eventually go away. Well, they're not pigeons, folks. They're human beings. And instead of working on the real core to solve the problem, they're not. So now they say, you can't feed them. There's a penalty to you for expressing any kind of humanitarian activity. I want you to understand this. If you were visiting this town and somebody came up to you and said, hey, listen, I'm really hungry. My kids haven't eaten. And you go, oh, I tell you what, here, I just bought lunch. Here you go. You get a fine. You guys do know California now has this new law that says if you wash your body and your laundry on the same day, you could get fined $1,000. And if it's done during a time of drought, it's $10,000. Yeah, that's going to go over really well. I'm just letting you know how crazy it is. California wants to regulate the amount of water you can have in your house. It's 55 gallons per person per whatever amount of time. All right? So now they go, well, if it's a multiple household with more than one person, then you've got 55 gallons per person, and you can share. So you're gonna, it's communism. You have more water rights than your kids. You know, so, hey, I've got 25 gallons, son, and you don't. You want to bargain with old dad about whether you can clean your butt today? And, oh, for those of you who said, I don't want smart meters in my home, guess what? Guess why you don't? Because once the city say, oh, you've reached your limit of water for the family, but wait a minute, we had guests. It doesn't matter. It's $1,000 fine. And your smart meter for electricity, you know what? We think you're using more of your carbon footprint than you should be. We're going to meter you back. Your phone company does it. Your cell phone company meters you. Oh, it's unlimited data. Is it really? No, it's not. They meter you back. If you go past a certain amount, the majority of these companies go, yeah, you're using a little bit too much. We've determined that your usage is a little more than normal, so we're going to stop it. These are leftist policies, folks. The same leftist policies that have increased the homelessness in California. You want me to help you connect the dots? Oh, let's bring in a bunch of people that will take the menial jobs, the jobs that kids would get and build careers on, and then move on to better paying jobs and so on. Let's just bring in let illegals come in and take those jobs. It's not going to disrupt anything. It's a humanitarian thing to do. Oh, except it penalizes the 16-year-olds who get jobs, learn work ethic, learn how to go from one menial job and say, you know what, I never want to be a French fry guy at McDonald's again, so I'm going to make sure I get more and more and study harder, do better, get a better job, create my own, here it comes, leftist, livable wage, and I'll just keep progressing. Isn't that what progress is all about? But they take those jobs away. So what happens? These kids don't get those starter jobs. They jump right into the job that they graduated college from. And you know what they find out? You know what the employer finds out? These kids are not worth the money. They're not worth the paper that their diplomas are printed on. Not any good for themselves, not any good for the employer. But the employer's got to now pay them $30 an hour because they got to be, they graduated, right? They got the degree. So the kid gets the job. The employer says, man, you ain't worth it. A year later, they're out of a job. Now they're social justice warriors. And now they're homeless. Now they're living in mommy's basement or they're homeless. But here's the problem. They don't have many friends because everybody's offended about everything. Parents don't like them because the parents are like, you're a professional moocher. You're an ingrate. You don't care about the things I've done for you. So California creates its homeless problem. Creates all these psychiatric basket cases that are occupying, you know, the under the overpasses and what have you. And then they go, oh, but you can't feed them. They don't let them go into, quote, insane asylums because you can't call them insane. That would be a fit. That would trigger them. That would trigger them. So their problem is, let's just not feed them. The mayor of this Lancaster said, a lot of people would come to eat. The people feeding them would leave them, and the mess would be left behind. Yeah, because we're talking about leftists here, see? Because conservatives, we don't leave our messes behind. And here's what it'll look. We're talking about people defecating in our entryways of the business. It's become a public health problem. Really? I'm shocked. Let me guess. Is this happening anywhere else in the country? Lancaster? Mayor? Rex? Paris? I tell you what, why don't you call the mayor of San Francisco? The lady who walked the streets and went, holy cow, what are all these hypodermic needles and all this crap doing on the ground? Why didn't somebody tell a sister? Yeah, she's a female. Well, she professes to be a female. I don't know if she's really a female, but she says. Homeless advocates say the proposed fines would dramatically scale back the volunteers who have helped feed the homeless in the past. Don't penalize my people for going to feed people because we don't follow your organization or your rules, said one advocate. See, I love these quandaries that the Democrats, leftists put themselves in. Because that's what we are trying to convince them, that they're idiots and they need to be
listening. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you are experiencing a problem in a city, I can practically guarantee you that leftism is the cause of that problem. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is how you find me. We are on everything. You want to hear this show in podcast and not directly on your terrestrial radio, just go to TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Talking about all kinds of problems that have been developed because of Democrats, not because of you and me, because of leftism. Prison overpopulation. Who puts the most people in prison? Cities? Who runs the cities? Black people. Oh, black people, we are not getting representation. Who do you think? Where are you getting? Not getting representation in Timbuktu, Tennessee? Where are you not represented? Black folks in small towns are not complaining, and it isn't because they're minority or anything like that. It's because there's nothing to complain about. People get along. They don't worry about color. Okay? We've all got our problems as human beings. Those problems don't escape you because you have a particular ideology or whatever. You have kid problems. You have relationship problems. You got all kinds of problems. Problems are what the human condition has learned to deal with and in most cases overcome. Not with leftism. Leftism takes your problem, puts it on steroids, exacerbates it, blames somebody else, and then tries to solve it with the wrong logic of what got you there. Good example. Leftists will leave an area. Oh my gosh, we got to leave California. We talked earlier in the broadcast. 190,000 people have left California. They're leaving Massachusetts. They're leaving Illinois. Companies are leaving. And you know what they bring with them? Their stupid ideology. They don't change. They just take their problems. They go, oh, we're getting taxed to here. Who caused it? Was it conservatives that caused it? Was it our thinking that did it? Or was it the fact that you believe in open borders? So you got a run of illegals coming into your state. You want to be philanthropic and you want to take care of them, so you do. But at the expense of the people that you claim you really want to help, your homeless and your veterans and all this, you ruin your schools. You put all these illegals in black and brown communities, dumbing them down. And I could go on. Every single problem has a connective dot that's so easy to see a third grader would be able to follow the logic. And yet these leftists leave the situation that they built. They move somewhere else and they continue with the same idiotic ideology. And they call themselves progressives. Newsom blames Donald Trump over rising homelessness in L.A. and San Francisco. And he said the White House took no action on what? Here it is. His Housing First program. Gavin Newsom, the new governor of California, says, but the president didn't take any action on my program. And this is a guy that, I mean, go look at Gavin Newsom's his agenda for California and tell me you agree with anything. Anything. So he's mad. He fights the president on various issues, on practically everything. He's going to have to do something about climate change and protecting the environment and all this other stuff. And Trump is going, I'm doing stuff on it. I'm just not doing what you want. I'm not going to do the stupid stuff you want. And then Gavin Newsom goes, he won't deal with my Housing First program. So what is this program? Well, it involves getting people in homes first and then adding job skills, training, and addiction services later. So get them in homes. You want to know what the price of a home in California is? People who work can't afford homes in California. People who work can't afford to rent in California. California probably leads the nation in people who shack up. People who have three or four roommates, people who have what they call mother-in-law rooms in their homes, because you got to bring mom and dad in who probably lost their house, you know, due to something. It's ridiculous. So he says, let's get them homes first. So here's what he says. Let's get them homes first, and then we can worry about getting them jobs and addiction. Job training and addiction counseling. So in other words, let's put unemployed crackheads in houses first, and then we'll get them jobs. Let me ask you this. If you've ever rented a home, my grandparents rented homes when we were kids. They had two rent houses. And I'm going to tell you, if you said you were a crackhead, which crack wasn't a big deal at the time, it was other drugs. But if you came to my grandmother and the equivalent of, I'm a crackhead and I'd like to rent your house, you think she would rent to you? You think my grandfather would have rented? It's ridiculous to think that people want to rent to crackheads. People want to rent to homeless people. Give them government. You want to give them government buildings or whatever? Let them destroy those? Because there's no landlord in the country that says, hey, listen, give me all your homeless. We'll put them in there. We'll make it work. The homeless don't know how to treat stuff. And for the record, many people who have homes don't know how to treat stuff. So Gavin Newsom's got this amazing program. Well, what's stopping you? What is the federal government stopping you from initiating your plan? Short answer, no. Gavin Newsom, if you're a leader, you want to make this happen, get with community leaders, get with corporations. Oh, that's right. You hate capitalists. Yeah, they are taxed enough. Nobody wants to do anything more because they're already strapped. because of your policies. It's funny how the rest of the country, the countries, the places where they have good stewardship, you know, people who understand their fiduciary responsibilities, and they're feasting. Their unemployment rates are down to record levels in the majority of these states. And I could go on, except in places like California and Oregon and Massachusetts, who, by the way, are still benefiting, but not to the degree of the places that have fiscal sanity. So Gavin Newsom says they're not serious about this issue. They're playing politics with it. Expect nothing but division coming from the folks at HUD and the Trump administration. So this is what he says. He's blaming California's problem on Trump, and then he's saying it's their division. They're creating this division. They don't want to support my program, so they've created division. See, that's the Democrat fallback, is if you don't like what they do, you're very divisive. How dare you? How dare you not go with my program? You're being very divisive. But I have my own. Well, who cares about yours? Excuse me. We have ours. If you don't support ours, you're being divisive. That's the way it works. So the president fired back at Newsom. He actually issued a warning to him. This was over Christmas. He says, Governor Gavin Inslee has done a really bad job on taking care of the homeless population in California. If he can't fix it, the federal government will get involved. That's what he said to Illinois with their problems with crime in the black community, gang violence. For the record, let me give a shout out real quick to a friend of mine. His name is Paul McKinley. Paul has done an absolutely masterful job of dealing with getting people in the projects working and things. This guy, he runs a project called Section 3. I don't know if you guys know this. In Section 3, which is part of the HUD stuff, you get money by putting people to work to take care of their own property. So Paul took it upon himself to get $20,000 of Section 3 money. He bought a truck and some lawn equipment, and then he hired people in the projects to cut the yard, to do the lawn maintenance of the projects. Now he's getting another grant to take people and put them into carpentry, drywall, all the plumbing, all the things you need to do to take care of what they call leasehold stuff, people in an apartment, you know, the buildings and stuff. And he's essentially building these young men to understand what it is to be, you know, laborers, how to take care of their stuff, and not just for the projects, become a plumber where you can go outside the projects and do plumbing, and you can do drywall and carpentry and flooring and stuff like this. It's an amazing success. And I just want to give him a shout out. I've got meetings set up with him, with a friend of mine in Chicago, and we're talking to governors about expanding this program. I just want you to know that there are people out there doing stuff. Anyway, let me get back to California. California has led the nation in a number of homeless people. The estimated population as of January of 2018 by the Department of is roughly 130,000 people. Just over 68% of the homeless population in California, the most populous U.S. state, is categorized as unsheltered. This is what Gavin Newsom and team get brought to that state.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.